The fire threat is increasing in South Australia, particularly on Kangaroo Island, where the Country Fire Service is asking police to help evacuate Vivon Bay ahead of tomorrow's hot and windy conditions. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, visited there today. He's vowing to help them rebuild. In the eastern states, authorities are still assessing damage. Latest counts, around 300 homes are lost in Victoria, and a third person has been confirmed dead. He's Matt Kavanagh, who was a Forest Fire Management Victoria firefighter. He died in a car accident while on duty during the fires last Friday. In New South Wales, more than 1,600 homes have been destroyed by bushfires this season. The stress is showing at community meetings on the state's south coast, where locals are learning about the coming threat and venting about what more could have been done to help make their communities safer. Our reporter Isabel Rowe is in the Yirrabadalla Shire, where they've already lost more than 400 homes, and again locals are being told to leave rural areas.
Residents of Maruya on the New South Wales south coast have gathered in a local golf club with one important question for firefighters.
So the question is the fire still coming? And the simple answer is yes.
The small town is blanketed in smoke and locals are still boiling water after fires ripped through areas to the north and south on New Year's Eve. Many residents evacuated and have come back home. Now, locals like Joe Evans are considering whether to do it all again.
So we're all just assessing what we will do, how we will prepare and where we'll go.
Do you think where your house is now will be okay, or you're not sure, I guess, at this point?
Can't be sure in these circumstances. The inland fire has grown massively since this morning, and the Dew National Park just inland of here, that fire looks like it's going to join up with the other fire up on the King's Highway, that one, the Clyde Mountain fire, which leaves such a big fire front.
Her friend, Deb Stevenson, also came to the meeting to try and decide what to do. They're both from Maruya Heads to the east of Maruya.
Well, I evacuated last time, but I subsequently heard that a lot of people stayed at Bagalia and Bingi and Congo. They made that conscious decision. And as Joe says, if the fire does cross the highway, those areas are under threat, and then that leads up to Maruya Heads, and who knows?
There's a sense of anxiety in town as people grapple with what's already been lost and the unknown threat of what's to come. Suzanne Shorrock lives south of Maruya.
We've been very worried. We evacuated last Saturday. We came home on Monday to find everything intact. House, garden, everything. We were so thankful. And we are thinking whether we'll have to go again on Friday. We're not sure.
Rural residents across the Yirrabadalla Shire are being told the safest place to be on Friday is in town. The region's emergency management officer, Warren Sharp, expects strain on evacuation centres again, but would rather that than the alternative.
To stand up in the front of an advancing fire is a physically and mentally demanding thing. And so it's very important that people make an early decision and stick to that decision.
Frustrated residents also had questions about hazard reduction burns. One man directed his to the mayor of the Shire, Liz Innes, asking if he'd be allowed to clear the messy council reserve that backed onto his home without later getting a fine. The question was well received.
Look... Obviously, you know, you've put council staff on. We have policies in place, but if it was my place, I'd be doing everything that I could to make sure that my property was clear.
But locals weren't impressed with the answer.
What did you think of the mayor's answer when that fellow asked, you know, are we going to get fined for clearing something to save our property?
I thought it was evasive. Her personal thing is clean up for your own benefit, but I'm not guaranteeing that you won't get your ass sued off.
Tonight and tomorrow, the south coast will be stocking up on food and water and basic supplies, with the potential for roads and power to be cut for a second time if fire threatens again.
Isabel Rowe reporting.